I want to find out what's happening in the world of swimming. There's some news overnight that Kate Campbell has pulled out of the Aussie trials. I want to find out what's going on. Hayley Lewis, superstars of the sport, has been good enough to join us to have a chat about this. We appreciate her time on a Thursday morning. Hello, Hayley.
How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. Great to have
you
back
good.
With us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I'm a bit perplexed. What's going on with Kate Campbell? Why is she pulled out of the the trials in Melbourne, June 13 to 18?
Well, I read just like you did about 30 seconds ago, so I can't give you a fantastic insight. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's a shock withdrawal. Kate's really only just getting back into competitive swimming after having a long break. So I wouldn't think that there was much more to it than, you know, she's still in preparation mode and she wasn't quite feeling like she was up to competing at that type of level at this stage in her preparation getting back into swimming. So I don't think there's really much to read into it. I think for someone like Kate of her age and experience, you know, she obviously knows what she's doing. And obviously in terms of her body as well, you know, she's had injuries in the past, and I guess that's something that you have to consider moving into an Olympic year. So I would probably say it's more so that she, you know, doesn't feel like she's ready to go to a world championships, and there really isn't more to it, I'd say.
I was going to ask you about that. One of the reasons I can tell everyone, she's had a bit of a cold the last couple of weeks and she's finally relented and stayed on the couch for a couple of days and said, I don't need this to right now in my timeline because I want to get ready for Paris and become the first, she didn't say this bit, but she becomes the first Australian swimmer to go to five Olympics, which is quite something. So that's what she's sort of saying at the moment. And Bronte's pulled out too of the world champs later in the year. So my question to you, Hayley, is, the older you get and the more experienced you get, do you need to be swimming as often? And because of the stress and the strain on the body, do you want to be competing at such high intensity as often?
Well, I think it's twofold. It obviously depends on the event that you do. Like, for example, these girls are 50, 100-metre swimmers, which there's not a lot of time spent in the water training. It's more so land work and that type of thing, whereas for me, as an endurance swimmer, when I was still competing at 26 and 27 and had a baby, there was way more impact and time taken away for me being, you know, an endurance swimmer than for Kate and Bronte.
Yep.
However, you know, for those girls, they've done everything. You know, I wouldn't be jeopardising my body or my health to go to a world championship if it meant that it, you know, would impact on my Olympic preparation. So fortunately for Australia, though, you know, there are so many girls. So in terms of your question in regards to is racing important, racing is the most important thing that you need to do as a swimmer. So there's nothing can beat race practice. So it's unfortunate that they won't be at trials, but for Australia, we've got so many awesome female swimmers in 150 and 100 freestyle at the moment. So I think Bronte and Kate would have found it very difficult to make the team.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because that was one of the other questions I was going to ask about the depth of that that category of events and quality of swimmers in those events. That is it something you can afford to do to miss out on too much competition? That was the other angle I was going to take it, that these swimmers, Bronte and Kate in particular, or probably Kate more so than Bronte, probably need to make sure that they're keeping up with the young pack, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, experience goes a long way. Kate and Bronte have such a depth of experience. And, you know, you just don't know in those big races, experience does count for a lot. So, I don't know, there's a lot of elements to swimming, as is, you know, a lot of sports that are extremely important. And I think the girls are definitely at a stage in their career where they've probably looked at the pros and cons. And for them at this stage in their preparation for next year, you know, how awesome for Kate to be able to be the first female or the first swimmer to go to five Olympics. Like, to be able to do that for that duration of time is pretty amazing. So I think at this point she's probably thinking, well, why do I need to go to another world championship when the priority is the Olympics? So, but like I said, fortunately, we've got a lot of girls who can definitely bring home medals for Australia.
Yeah, I mean, Emma McKean's in there. You've got Molly O'Callaghan, Shayna Jack, Meg Harris, Maddie Wilson. It's actually an embarrassment of riches in that area of the pool, isn't it?
We're very stacked.
Yeah.
We're very lucky, Australia, yeah.
Well, we are looking forward to the champs. They're here in Melbourne, June 13 to 18. No Kate in it, but I'm sure there'll be some great swimming regardless. And look forward to chatting to you through it all. Hayley, appreciate your time.
Yep, no worries. Thank you. Star. Have a good day.
Good on you, Hayley Lewis. Four-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Megastar. Megastar. We had a chat to her a couple of months ago, was it, Al? A couple of months ago? One of my favourite swimmers.
When her son was dominating.
That's right.